Da da da.
And now, the Morning Mayhem Show, along with Surf Broadband Solutions, Cannons Automotive, and Chuck at Junk Removal present Stump the Mayor! With today's question for the Mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe!
Okay, Tom.
I'm ready. You've seen, I came to play today.
Let's see how good of a player you are.
You play golf?
I do.
Okay,
just all right. Asking.
That's a loose term.
Well, this question is about golf.
Oh, by the way, can I thank Chuck It?
Yeah.
Chuck It, Cannons Automotive, and Surf Broadband. That's awesome. Those sponsors appreciate seeing me take a beat down every Tuesday morning.
Oh, my gosh. A beat down.
He hasn't seen a beat down.
No, he hasn't. But if he doesn't start bringing in donuts, he will.
I can see next week will be tougher.
Yes.
This should be an easy one for you.
Oh, geez.
It's like those instructions that you get when you get something from IKEA or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, easy,
no installation.
Yeah,
either.
Easy assembly, and you know it's going to be harder, and you know what?
How many tools do I need for the non-installation?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is about one of LaPorte's golf courses.
Okay.
Which is believed to be the second oldest golf course in Indiana. In 1906. It was built in 1904 with six holes that were given names instead of numbers.
Really?
And in 1906, three more holes were built to complete it to be a nine-hole course. You need more hints?
Oh, I didn't know there was a question.
Oh, well, what's the name of the golf course?
Well, see, if you're saying I should know that, I should go with, because there are some of the oldest tournaments that take place at Beechwood, but I'm not sure Beechwood is it. I feel like you're tricking me.
I can't believe
and
you
I
would
should
say
it's
that.
The Elks. So I'm going to say the oldest tournaments happen at Beechwood for high school, but it would be the Elks. And that is my answer.
Ooh, and Joe?
He's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, nice job.
Additional tees were added later to make it 18 holes.
He is on
And
his
I brought
game.
You some pictures of it.
Oh, I love that.
And the clubhouse was built in 1907. And in 1923, it was remodeled at the cost of $30,000.
Wow.
And the Elks bought it in 45, which then it became the Elks Club.
Amazing.
Hey, nice job.
Yeah, I told you.
Uh-huh.
Stan got me going today.
Wow.
Yeah. Aren't those cool pictures of it?
Oh, I love it. Look at how they dressed up to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In 1980, the Elks they disbanded, and then it was purchased by some people and became the Beacon Hills Golf Club.
Can you imagine playing golf in a suit?
No.
Or in a long dress like that?
No.
Amazing.
Yeah. Unless we're out west. Now, Stan says to play golf, you've got to go out west.
Why?
The dry heat. That's what he says. He says he loves it. And then they'll look at him like, you know, you realize it's like 105 or whatever out here. And Stan, I don't care. You know, how much? 115.
Wow.
And Stan will play 18 holes and then go get a drink of water and head back out for another. He loves it out west to play golf there.
I don't know about the dry heat. It's still 115.
Yeah, it's still 115. You're exactly right.
Well, you celebrate at the end of the day, though, you know? Right, Joe?
That's right. I celebrate during golf.
Before, during, and after.
That's right.
I know a lot of people do that, too.
There's got to be a pregame.
I like to be the one driving the golf cart that has the beer. Yeah.
Beer wagon? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Tom Dermody's a winner today, by golly. Stick around, you guys, because when we come back, it's time to talk to the mayor and find out what's happening here in the city of LaPorte. So stick around right here on 96.7 The Eagle.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Stump the Mayor. Brought to you by Surf Broadband Solutions, Cannons Automotive, and Chuck and Junk Removal. Join the Morning Mayhem Show next Tuesday for another episode of Stump the Mayor.
All right, welcome back, kids, and LaPorte City Mayor Tom Dermody is with us, as he always is on Tuesdays, unless we ask Jim Pressel to come in. But
Bring donuts.
Bring donuts.
During election year.
Wow.
So we got 2 more years, and then we'll see it from you. Okay. Just mark that down, Jill.
I will. I'll put that as a...
They better be really good donuts by then.
Yeah, right? Jackie, I need donuts made this morning. So how's things going?
Great. We're heading into the winter season. As you've seen, 701 Maple and the two homes are officially down. They're flattening the ground. So that's happening. We've got bids that hopefully by either November meeting or December meeting of Board of Works, we'll be putting out bids for Tibma Bakery to see what developers would have interest in developing some housing, affordable housing there. Then on 18th Street and A at the corner, as a part of the land swap, we'll be putting a bid out for more housing there. So it's one house at a time if it has to be. And then we have our federal funds that we're looking to do the highest poverty area in the county, which is right there at Harrison, Maple, Jefferson, and start one house at a time if we have to. So cleaning up and putting clean, humane living. So from a housing perspective, that's great. We're heading into the winter season. Leaf pickup, the hot news is Stan started, but we're probably going to pick up some of the piles that are out there now and delay the rest, because he asked me, well, when are you going to delay it for? So I told him, when are the leaves going to start falling?
Right. Yeah.
And so all of the little cleanup here and there, and we're just continuing to push, as you heard about the liquor licenses for downtown waterfront district. It's going to be cool next year when the owners of the former LaPorte Sporting Goods releases their plans for their little evening gathering place.
What cool. Oh, nice. Evening
gathering place. So I met with some developers yesterday to talk. I really love to see the Dye building there at Washington and Monroe. Everybody believes, except me, you know, I just like knocking things down. But people believe that building can be rehabbed and turned into something positive. So a lot of other developers think so as well. And how do we get it into their hands? And as much as we can get property out of the city of LaPorte's hands into private development back on the tax rolls, would be fantastic. Don George, we've gotten a bid. So that'll be coming down this year. And a lot of good stuff. And Jerry Fedorchek, his places, have you seen his houses along Fishtrap Lake there?
No.
Mm-mm.
Check it out. Going okay. North there, out by the Healthcare Foundation on the other side.
Yeah, they're starting to put them up.
Oh, there's a foundation. There's construction. Oh. So the other thing, if people have issues, they see speeders, if they see middle schoolers or junior high kids up to, what's the proper term?
No good?
Yeah.
Call the police. We're on it. We're doing well with our department now. You know, almost everybody did not leave to go to South Bend with those raises we saw. And I saw the South Bend mayor and I said, hey, I met him for the first time by chance on Friday and said, I've been trying to call you. Just to let you know, we don't appreciate you putting bounties on the officers' heads here in the city of LaPorte, but guess what? And he said, well, that's just kind of the situation we're in now. And I said, good, because that's the situation we're in now when we start pulling people from South Bend to LaPorte.
Good
and
hope for
you're,
you.
I said, buckle up, Buttercup. Hope you're ready for it. And that was my first time meeting him, and I'm sure, you know, I walked away right after that, so I'm sure he was grumbling, going, "That who the blank does that guy think he is?
He doesn't know who he's messing with."
That's right.
So, speaking of downtown, are you going to Preston County to get the jail out of downtown when it's replaced?
Absolutely. I think that would. There's a fantastic spot somewhere halfway between LaPorte and Michigan City, or over on the west side, and let's take advantage of that spot, that space. The courthouse is beautiful, but can you imagine if we were able to knock down that jail? Knock down, see?
Yeah, there
I
you
like
go.
Those words. But find a new place for the jail. And I think, I haven't spoke to Sheriff Boyd about that, but I'm sure as they talk about a new jail and what great opportunity it would be to get control back of our downtown.
Speaking of the jail, you've got the old hospital. You know, any word, anything happening with that?
Well, they still need it. We've had conversation. We're talking about different ideas, concepts of the hospital. Ashley Dickinson has been an amazing partner. And we actually were looking at some things that were going on in Tulsa for some downtown kind of gathering spot, because what we want, I would like to see, at least as a part of it, a public free gathering spot. And, you know, you put that out there and then think about the YMCA, something like that, the Y, we have a spot right in Newport Landing there, and then turning the YMCA, and we met with some developers. And again, they've got to have the money. I get all that. This is Tom Dermody dreaming, but turning that into like affordable senior living.
There you go, Joe. Yeah.
With a pool, without a pool, I don't know. But yeah. How cool would that be, especially with the cleanup at 701?
A pool on the very top of the seventh floor, and Joe's up there. Hey,
everybody! You know?
She's sunning there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Brett Davis said that you should put the jail out by the prison farm.
There you go.
That's what he texted me.
That's a good spot for it.
Yeah. Brett, you are the man. And hey, thanks to Brett. Thanks to Julie West, Bolt for the Heart, putting AEDs in all the police cars, or as many as we can get. Amazing how these individuals have turned tragedy into something positive. And God love them all the love and support that I can give them, because I can't imagine how difficult that is, yet they strive forward to make a difference in our community.
Yes, they do, and you're absolutely right. One last time, anything else you want to add here? Because we're out of time.
Oh, I've got so much to sidewalks.
Yeah.
And roads. We're talking about sidewalks. And as you start looking, I hate to say this because people don't want to hear it about sidewalks, but as I start getting into state statute, it looks to be that sidewalks really, and especially you look at Crown Point, you look at South Bend, you look at Warsaw, you look at Plymouth, just to name a few around here, it is the residents' responsibility to maintain their sidewalks in front of their house. It's not a fun conversation to have. I'm not saying we're going there, but we have to have some conversation, because the number one complaint we get every day are about our sidewalks and the tax dollars that people are paying. Sidewalks weren't a part of that, those monies to be fixed. Yep. So, public, I'm ready. 363-7293. Call me about your sidewalks, ideas, how you want to fund that. And Tom Dermody, City of LaPorte Facebook page. And mentally, you all saw. Call me today because I'm on my game.
Yeah, he is.
You are.
Yeah, today's the day. Call, definitely. Uh-huh. I challenge Nate Laux to call you.
Yeah, Nate who?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nate who?
Yeah.
I better have another sound off day. I'm ready.
Wow. Nick's on this Friday.
All right. I want one for November.
Okay.
Peace.
All right. Take care, bud. Thank you. All right. Mayor Tom Dermody has been our guest, as always, on a Tuesday morning. We appreciate it. And please tell Jackie we said hi, too, if you would.
All right.